Let's do the birthday scam. We're going to call a woman whose daughter is getting married, and they have reservations at a fairgrounds building. And then, ironically, her brother-in-law, who she doesn't get along with, has been trying to book the same building so he can put a chicken show on there. Yeah, you know, showing chickens.
Right.
Like you do, cattle, whatever.
At the fair or something.
At the fairgrounds.
Yeah, right.
And so what we're going to do is call and say, because of the name, they both have the same last name, that we double booked it, and we're going to give it to him. He did indeed book it for his chicken show, which is not going to make her very happy.
No.
Services, Jane.
Hi, Jane. This is Doug from the County Fairgrounds. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. And yourself?
Doing well.
Good.
Something kind of strange has happened with regard to the your reception in the building.
Yes?
It's been double booked. Evidently, it had been booked for somebody else, and they have the exact same last name, and that's why it kind of crossed us here.
Wait, how can they have the last same name?
Well, is it the name I have here is a Bruce or Do you even know a Bruce or?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and is he with your wedding party?
No, he's not. He's with the chicken.
Yeah, see, that's exactly right, because it didn't make sense. We've got a chicken show booked for that. So what we're going to need to do is reschedule you.
I can't reschedule. My daughter has got everything set. We've put a deposit down. Has he put a deposit down?
I'm not sure yet.
See,
I can check on that. Well, we can hold that and work it on any date you want.
No, I have to have it that day. Everything is set for that day. Everything.
Yeah.
Invitations, everything.
Gosh, I wish...
He can change his chicken show, but I cannot change my wedding date.
I wish we had caught this earlier. I mean, you can see...
I've got a signed contract and everything. Does he?
Well, if you read closely on that contract, we do reserve the right to reschedule if things come up. Don't you talk to him? Or?
No, he's my husband's brother, and I have nothing to do with him. We'll never have anything to do with him.
I see.
Again.
Because this chicken show is, frankly, big business. Because there'll be a lot of people in for this show, and they'll stay in hotels and... lodging.
And you don't think this wedding, when I've got over 1,000 people coming in, that's not going to take care of some of y'all's hotels?
That's a big wedding, to be sure,
yes.
But...
Yes,
but,
it is.
But you can see how it's not quite as important as a chicken show.
No, I guarantee you, that chicken show is not as important as my daughter's wedding.
It means a lot of money to the community, and I have
excuse me, I have put down money. Y'all guaranteed me, when I signed that contract, she signed that contract, I gave you $300 check.
I have to keep the community's best interests in mind I do this. And
you know, this really is the pit, sir.
I'm sorry. Well, you know.
No, you don't understand. I've got invitations printed with maps, everything on it.
Yes.
So what am I supposed to do? Eat it?
Can you, like, maybe take some white out and maybe just change the dates?
No, sir. These are professionally done. You don't use white out.
You know, weddings happen every day, but chicken shows...
Sir. Oh, excuse me. It's a chicken show.
Right?
Not a wedding, a chicken show.
Yes. And
with animals.
Are you making fun of our chicken shows?
Sure. I show cattle. I've showed chickens.
Okay.
I've showed everything.
All
but
right.
I'm telling
then
you, this
know.
Is my daughter's most important day of her life. Stuff has been already printed.
Okay.
I'm supposed to change everything for a chicken show. Now, you tell me how that should make me feel.
Yeah, you're
honestly,
right.
Honestly, I'm sorry. Don't
All
think
right,
I'm rude. I'm not being ugly.
Okay, let me think. Maybe here's an idea that occurred to me. I mean, since you all are family anyway.
No, we're not considered family. We have nothing to do with him whatsoever. So don't even consider us family.
Whatever. My idea is perhaps we could compromise. We could have both happen.
No, sir, that's impossible. I have to decorate for a wedding.
A curtain? We could put a curtain
up. No, sir, can you imagine the chicken smell in that place when I have to bring a wedding party in?
One half of it could be chickens on one side.
No, sir.
Chickens
not
are not that
work.
Loud. You
Pardon
know.
Me?
Chickens are not that loud.
Excuse me, sir. This is a wedding reception. We have that whole building reserved.
And it could actually be entertainment for your...
No, sir. We do not want any chickens in there whatsoever.
That you do the wedding, and after the reception, they go over and they see the chicken show.
No, sir. That is not going to work.
You won't even have to bring eggs.
Sir, not even funny.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't even think that's one damn bit funny.
Are you serving chicken at your reception?
Let's get the husband. Is it his idea?
Yeah.
Was she mad?
Oh, yeah.
Extremely.
Uh-huh.
It's funny, though.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
If that was your think of a joke, you can just stay the hell out of my house. Do you understand?
Oh, boy.
It doesn't sound like she's too happy about it.
What have you done? Let's give you the prizes, Jerome.
Okay.
While she's cooling off. Hopefully by the wedding.
Yeah.
she'll have recovered.